week's parasha is Parshas Vayelech. Right? It says, Vayelech Moshe v'daber et advarim ha'ele al kol Yisrael. So Moshe went. Where is he going? What's Vayelech? Where's Moshe going? He's going to the people. Where's he going?
What is the whole statement?
The statement says, Moshe went and he spoke to these words to the Jewish people. Where's he going? Nowhere we see that Moshe goes. It says, you know, you normally start Atem Nitzavim or Kitavo. Moshe said something. What's Vayelech? Where's he going? What's happening? Vayelech. So it says, we look at the next pasuk. It says, Vayomer Elehim, Ben Meh Vesrim Shana Anochi. I'm 120 years old. Hayom. I mean, today was his birthday. Today is the day he's going to die. Lo uchal od letzed v'lavo. I can't anyway anymore go and come. What do you mean go and come? Go and come in halacha. I think in learning. Nistemu ma'enot ha'chochma. Was closed from him his understanding. V'ashem, and why is that? Not because he was an old man and he couldn't think anymore. He became senile, chas v'shalom. Because v'ashem amar elai. God told me, Lo tavot ha'yarden hazeh, you can't pass the Jordan. You're going to die here before entering Eretz Yisrael. So this Vayelech of Moshe, right, is his leaving us. Moshe's leaving us. Vayelech, he's going. He's going to his place of ultimate menucha. And he can no longer, he's going there, Kodesh Baruch Hu told him his time. No longer he had that Gilui Shechina, that understanding. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, you can't go anymore. You can't go out, you can't come in. It's like a terrible day. This is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu dies. Vashem Elokecha Hu Ovel Lefanecha. He'll be in front of you. Hu Yashmir Tegoyim Ha'ele. He'll destroy these nations, which represent the Ra in the world. Like we explained, these seven nations against the 70 represent the so to speak, the Ketarim, the crown, like the kingship of all the 70 nations. He'll destroy these nations in front of you, Virashtem, and then you will enter the land and you will have dominion over them. And Yeshua is the one who's going to take you in. This parasha, right, happens to always come before Yom Kippur, right? Azinu, this parasha, right? Depends, sometimes goes with the Tzavim. Okay. But what's this, what's so important about this day of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu? And we're going to see now that after Vayelech, this is really just a Hakadama, it's just an introduction to Parshas Nitzavim. Yeah? It's the beginning that he tells Yeshua that when the Jewish people enter Eretz Yisrael, they're going to leave the ways of Hashem. And then Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, and look, it's the end of the parasha. Ki yadat achre moti, when I die. Ki hashchet tashchitun v'sarta min haderech. You will definitely destroy the ways, your ways. You won't go in the ways of Hashem. You go away from His ways. Asher tziviti etchem, which I commanded you. Ukaratem etchem, hara'a. And will happen to you the bad. Ba'acharit ha'yamim, the end of days. Ki ta'asu et hara be'enei Hashem. You'll do the bad in the eyes of Hashem. La'achiso, to anger Him. B'ma'aseh yedeichem, in your actions. Vaydeber Hashem, vaydeber Moshe bo'znei kol ha'kal. And Moshe spoke in the ears of the Jewish people, Chal Yisrael, Edivre Ashir Azot, this song, Ad Tumam, until it was finished. What's this song? This is the song of the Tochachas. It's written like a song in the Chumash. It's like, you know, like Shira Tiyam, it's written. And this Parshas Hazinu is Divrei Tochacha. Words of rebuke of the Jewish people and what's going to happen to them. And then after that, which we read, right, on Simchas Torah is Zot HaBracha, the brachas that Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Klal Yisrael, i.e., the potency that's in Klal Yisrael that could come to bracha. So that's at the end of Sukkot. So we have here, so to speak, this period of time that Moshe Rabbeinu's nifta. It's one day. This is one day. This is today. This is what happened. These three parshas will happen today. He sets us up. He tells us we're going to leave the ways. And he gives us tochacha in order that we come back and we think about our ways and we remove ourselves from those bad ways. And then, finally, before he leaves, he gives us the bracha to tell us our potency. And that's what comes in Simchas Torah. So how does this work out in the Ma'arechet? How does this work out in the form of these days? Yom Kippur, which is going to be effectively the Tochacha, the rebuke, and Simchas Torah, which is going to be the bracha. So obviously, Asar Dvei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, right, the whole point of it, is that we are mochiach ourselves. We realize our lacks. We realize the things that need to be improved in us. We realize what needs to be fixed. And then we do tshuva. We have kapara. We have Kabbalah Satera. Yom Kippur is Kabbalah Satera. I'm going to explain a little bit more about Yom Kippur, but I'm just going to get the Ma'arechet first. Then we have Sukkot, which is the Yimei Simcha, v'samachta b'chagecha,
which is what?
The time of joy. Yeah, Yimei Simcha, time of joy, samachta b'chagecha. And then the final Simcha, the Tachlis, the purpose of all this Simcha, is where? Is Simcha's Torah. There's no mitzvahs on the day. Atzeret Yir Hashem. Chris Baruch says, stay with me another day. Atzeret means to stay with. Like the Otze, stay again with me. Rashi brings. No mitzvahs. All we do is, there's literally only tefillahs on that day. There's no mitzvahs. The korbanos associated with the day. Fine.
Dancing.
The dancing is a takonos chachamim. Takonos chachamim, or minhag chachamim. We dance. Siyum haTorah. We dance at the finishing of the Torah. Zana Bracha, we're finishing. We dance. It's a later takona. But it's telling us something very important. The bracha, Zot HaBracha, which we read on that day, the bracha and the potency of Klal Yisrael comes with that Simchas HaTorah, comes with that joy that a person has in being connected to Torah. That's where his bracha comes from. All from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the tachlis, the purpose of all of this avoda, is Simchas Torah. On Musaf, on Simchas Torah, after we've danced with the Torah, whatever, Musaf Simchas Torah is what's called Chedei Yichud. It's basically when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the seal. That's the conclusion of this whole period of time, i.e. that's when Hayom Harat Olam. That's when our year, our spiritual year, it's not only our physical year, it's also our spiritual year, comes into pregnancy, comes into being. And that comes after Simchas Torah. The Simchas Torah is the Chosan and the Kala.
It's the wedding.
You're dancing with the Torah, the bride and the bridegroom. You're dancing with the Torah. When you take the Kala home, that's Musaf, Shema Yisrael, the Kedusha, and Musaf, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The prayer for due, because Geshem, like if anyone we see when we learn Revolbi, the concept of Geshem, the Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim, the Chibur of the upper waters and the lower waters, when we remember when we learn Simcha, that's a Chibur, that's a connection of Zachat and Akeva. It's when Geshem, Rabbeinu Achaya says, is when all Elyon, the upper lights, the spiritual lights, are mitgashem. So that's the Ma'arechet. That's the whole system in front of you. And I'm not going to go into this now, but basically, it's somewhat a fixing of the chet of Adam HaRishon. Now, what's the rebuke? What's this rebuke?
How is it a fixing?
So let's speak a little bit about Yom Kippur. So, since Moshe Rabbeinu, we're talking about rebuke. And rebuke, right? We know from Chazal, I remember from Chumash Dvarim, that why Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked Kasra, Beremez, and they hinted, and whatever. So not to embarrass them. That's why on the day of death, his death, he rebuked them.
He God told them. God rebuked Moshe?
Okay. So this rebuke of Moshe Rabbeinu, we have to understand, this is basically what we're supposed to be doing these 10 days. These 10 days, right, I'm not Rosh Hashanah, I'm speaking the days that are left, till Yom Kippur, right? These days are days of, Chazal tell us, there's 10 amakim belev, 10 depths of your heart, that you removed, that are removed during these 10 days of tshuva. Until on Yom Kippur, hopefully, our lev, our hearts, are open to the receiving of the Torah. The whole, Revolvi explains, the whole purpose of tikkun midas, of fixing a person's midas, is that he'll be a kli to receive the Torah. He'll be a proper vessel to receive the Torah. That's what Revolvi says. So, now, given that, that's what these, in a certain way, what we have Sfiras HaOmer. Your Sfiras HaOmer is 49 days, 7 weeks, to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah, which was Shavuos, which we missed because of the Chet HaEgel.
Because of what?
Because of the sin of the golden calf. And now, Yom Kippur, we also have this preparation of these 9 days to remove from ourselves any blemishes on us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, he's close to us. He's being close to us, and he's helping us to do our tshuva, to remove from ourselves that orla, that atima, that part of us which is mechusa, which is covered. And then we enter Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, we have 5 tefillahs, 5 davenings, right? And we have 5 inuim, 5 things that we refrain from. Not eating and drinking, not wearing shoes, not anointing, yeah? Not
sexual
relations. Yeah, that as well. So those are the 5 things that we remove ourselves from.
On Yom Kippur.
On Yom Kippur, and that's against the 5 tefillahs.
What's the tefillahs?
5 prayers. Okay? So now, the prayers, I explain to you. Yom Kippur is a time when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto aloud. Normally we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto softly, be whispered. On Yom Kippur, Klal Yisrael are without the needs of their body, without their physical needs, which represent these 5 inuim, which these 5 afflictions they put on themselves. It's not that we afflicting ourselves. We don't need to eat. We don't need to wash. The malachim. Yom Kippur, you get on the darg of a malach. You're on the darg, you're on the level of a malach. And because we're on the level of an angel, of a malach, we can say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto, aloud. Now think about what Kodesh Baruch Hu does here. Every single tefillah, the tzura of the tefillah, the form of the tefillah is, tefillah, Vidui, that means you're doing a davening, you're praying to Hashem. Vidui, which is confession, and then slichas. Now I'm going to explain to you what that really means. The tefillah is to be ma'aleyu, to put you on a higher level. And on that level, your vidui, your confession, is going to be removing a certain layer of sin from you, and then you're going to be toivel in the mikveh, which is also your supplications, which is the slichot. And then you have another tefillah. And the other tefillah takes you to a higher level even more. And on that new level, because otherwise it makes no difference, you just did the same video and just doing the same thing again. I mean, you said it, this video. What's the point of saying it again? No. The next tefillah takes you to a higher level. And on that higher level, the video you're going to say is a higher level of video. And then the slichas, which is like tefillas b'mikveh, right? The supplication and the connection you have to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that slicha should bring you. Supplication always brings you to nullify yourself. When you go into a mikveh, you can't breathe. There's a nullification of your life. So the slicha, supplication to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is nullification of self. That supplication is like toivah of a mikveh, and you go to a new level. And every tefillah you're doing that, it's the same thing, different tefillahs, but every tefillah is doing that. Till finally you get to Ne'ilah.
What's Ne'ilah?
Ne'ilah is the final, the closing of the gates. So we leave the gates open in Ne'ilah. Everyone stands up. Everyone's davening. The most important tefillah is Tefillah Ne'ilah. You should gather your strength for Tefillah Ne'ilah. For the closing of the gates. At Ne'ilah, we reach the level that Klal Yisrael were at Har Sinai. We reached the level, what's called the level of the Yud Gimel Midas. That means we're at the sea, we're at the heights of the biggest mercy that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can give. And on Ne'ilah, when we're on such a high level, and we've done such vidui previous to getting there, right, and slichas, now in Ne'ilah, there's the Chatima, there's the seal, there's the judgment. Ne'ilah is Kabbalah's Torah. Ne'ilah is Kabbalah's Torah. Yom Kippur is the day we receive the second Luchot. The first Luchot, the first tabernacle, the first Brith, which was destroyed. We came when Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, yeah? And he broke the Luchot, he broke the tablets. The second tablets we receive on Yom Kippur. When? Ne'ilah. And that's the time we judge. Now think about it. What tremendous rachamim there is at the time we're judged. We're judged the time that we're dome le malach. We're similar to a malach. We're judged the time when we reach the highest level of rachamim.
What's rachamim?
Mercy. The highest level of mercy we've reached. We've reached this, there can be no more. On that level, that we're like malachim, we're like angels, and reach the highest level of rachamim, then we're judged. Can you imagine what chesed that is? We're not judged on a regular basis. We're not judged, we're sitting, you know, in I don't know where, schmoozing around. We're judged in the middle of a tefillah, in the middle of a ne'ilah. We've had five davenings, we fasted the whole day, we're standing up, with tremendous supplication to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then the gates are closed, the final judgment is made. On, there's a special rule, Ba'asher Hu Sham, that a person is judged according to the place he is at the time he's judged. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is judging us when we're the heights of our spirituality and the heights of his mercy. In order to get there, you have to be serious about the day. When I say serious about the day, the tefillahs have to be a tefillah. Because the tefillah is that which is ma'aleyu, it brings you up. You have to be serious about the vidui. The vidui is that which is remove the sheretz, remove that impure from you. You have to be serious about the slichas. The slichas is going into the mikvah. And the supplications make to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And every tefillah brings you higher. And ne'ilah, do not sit down at ne'ilah. You never had such an opportunity. And it's a time the gates in heavens are open. It's a time for davening for Klal Yisrael and for your family and to bring them close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have 75%, over 75% of the Jewish people who are assimilating. 75% in America. That's a terrible statistic. You know what that means? It's a holocaust. If you heard that out of 4 Jews, 3 were being killed, you'd sleep at night? You'd be schwitzing. You'd be thinking, what could you do to help them? We're just not thinking. 75% of our brothers and our sisters are dying. Dying spiritually. They'll never know about Shabbos. They'll never know about Yiddishkeit. They're marrying Goyim. They have no kesher to anything. They don't even know they're Jewish. And if they do know, they don't care two hoots for it. You know what a statistic that is? You know how terrible that is? When we're davening, we're not davening for ourselves. We're davening for the whole Jewish people. Just on Yom Kippur. Just on Rosh Hashanah. The whole people, Jewish people, are judged. Judgment on us. We're in yeshiva. We're doing good. Yeah, we're going to get through. But if we look at ourselves as a quarter of the Jewish people, and we're part of that whole Jewish people, and that whole Jewish people are being judged on being a light to the nations. That's a tough one. That's a very tough one. And these 25% of us who are here, how much are we a light? And how much are we radiating that light? And how much do we care? I'm good. I'm in yeshiva now, I'm okay. I'm a done deal. I'm okay. We don't have to worry about the rest of Klal Yisrael. You with me? Eitzah is an Eitzah. This Eitzah is the Eitzah of the Rashash on Rosh Hashanah, but it applies also in Yom Kippur, and we spoke about this. When we say that the person is judged on the Ne'ilah, on the